And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks here to talk about a kid and family-friendly critical mass bike ride. Doug Osborne is Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital, and Kaloha Harmon is Community Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's see. This is coming up on Saturday, September 9th, and it's being called Critical Mass. Doug, can you tell us a little bit about where this brainstorm came from?
Well, the hospital was invited to go to the bike summit in Anchorage, and me and Bill Giant went up, and the state paid for all of it, but they said when you go back, you got to do a couple events in your home community before September 30th. And the instructor was a guy named Shane Rhodes from Eugene, and he described several events, and me and Bill thought that this is one that would work. They started doing it in 2008 in Eugene, and it has just grown and grown and grown. And this year, they're actually calling it Critical Massive because it's their biggest family ride ever. And they have people all over North America and in Europe, and they have communities all over that have signed up to participate in this. So it started at the bike summit, and now it's grown, and we have great partners here in town that want to do this. So we're going to have a big, fun ride.
So there are seven community partners, Kaloha, correct? Who are they and what are folks doing?
Yeah, that's just one of the fun things about being in a community like Sitka is people working together and coming together to pull off something like this. Obviously, Sitka Community Hospital is a big force behind it, but we also have Cooperative Extension, the 4-H program, community schools, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Sitka Conservation Society, and the North Sisters Crepe and Juice Company is providing a pedal-powered smoothie cart for us to have for treats after the bike ride at Kitgushihin. So it's really a great way for all these different partners to bring their strengths to the table, for all of us to work together, and ultimately put together a fun family event that promotes bike safety and just keeping more kids visible on the road. So it was a great fit for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So where does it start and where does it end up?
The event starts at the Crescent Harbor Playground at 2 o'clock, but we would like folks to come early to make sure that all the bikes are safe, that all the helmets are safe. And then shortly after 2, we'll start riding our bikes. And our destination is Kitgushihin Playground, where we'll have more family activities set up, like the juice cart and a little obstacle course and some helmet demonstrations, some tire and chain repair stations and various. Basically, we're still looking for other people, too, that want to come forward and do help with these things or do something related to bike safety. So we're still open to that.
Now, with the pedal-powered smoothies, the kids can actually pedal-power their ways to their own smoothies, right? So they get to do that as well, not just watch someone pedal-power it.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Carrie and North Sister. They're loaning us their bike, and they can make their own smoothies. And Jasmine Shaw, she's with Cropper Extension, has some great recipes. So it'll be healthy, nutritious smoothies after the ride. It'll be a nice reward or incentive, I guess, to keep going.
Now, was it hard finding partners for this event?
No, I think there's lots of folks that just are very pro-kid and pro-health and pro-biking. And so people jumped on board, and people have been really great about it.
What are your hopes for this event in the future? Think you might do it again next year?
Well, this is the first year. We'll see how it goes. But I think, you know, Kiloha was saying that Big Brothers, they do a monthly activity, and this is a great activity for them and for the 4-H club that Mary does. This could be a good activity for them. So if it goes well, I think it would be neat to get people together, and a lot of things happen when you get folks together and they're talking about bikes and learning from each other and just having fun, too. So we'll see where it goes. This is the first time, though, in Sitka we've had anything that's been quite like this.
Well, and the point of Critical Mass is that it's a regularly scheduled massive bike ride through a city or a community. And Critical Mass, the family-friendly version, could potentially turn into something like that as well.
Yeah, I think it would be great. So we signed up. You can go to Critical Mass and learn more about kind of the history of the event and see everybody that's doing it. But it would be neat maybe to jump on board this family bike riding bandwagon and do it year after year.
So if anyone's interested in learning more or volunteering their time, because Kaloha, you mentioned you could still use some more volunteers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the two main contacts, since we're sitting here on the radio, would be Doug Osborne at 747-0373 or myself at 747-3500, and we'd be happy to get more people involved.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a little planning meeting Thursday at Homeport, and maybe we'll test out the Pell Park bike there. So if you want to come and help us plan this thing out, that would be great. But we're encouraging, it's also International Talk Like a Pirate Day, so you're welcome to talk like a pirate on that day. But if there's anything you want to bring, it's neat when you have these big rides when people bring different kinds of bikes, and you can bring the tag-along bikes, you can bring trailer bikes or tandem bikes or...
Unicycles. Yeah,
there's just so many different options out there. So we encourage people to come and to, like Kilo has said, it's rain or shine, so bring good rain gear. And it's kind of neat to see what different people do and learn from each other. And then really quick, I want to mention the route. We're going to start on Lincoln Street, and then we'll make a right at Baranoff. And the plan right now is to go across Selma Creek there and go down Baranoff and make a left on DeGroff and then go down Lake Street. And then we will go up a little bit of a hill there. There'll be that stop sign there. And then make a left going down, I think it's Peterson. And then we that first road on Edgecombe, where Edgecombe hooks up, is close. We'll go to the next road. And then we'll go up the back way to Keet, and then we'll be at the covered area. And so we're kind of going from the most kid-friendly place to bike, which is the tennis courts across from S. Jake's. It's enclosed, and you can just ride around there when there's not tennis players, which is a lot of the time. So we're going from that really nice, confined, kid-friendly bike spot to the next best nice, friendly, confined bike spot, which is the covered area at Keet. That's where we did the Lose Your Training Wheel workshop last weekend. And it could be raining cats and dogs, but it's perfectly dry in there. So we hope that people come and ride and have some smoothies. We have tons of door prizes. We have high visibility jackets, and LiveWell program has given us, how many door prizes do we have? Like,
we have at least 50 door prizes. We have water bottles and pedometers and zipper pulls and frisbees, and my back of my car is currently full of door prizes, so I really want to give these things away to people and to come out and have fun.
And they at the summit, they gave us some little coloring books for kids around bike safety stuff, and we have tons of iron-on reflectives, so every parent will be given that. They can take it and iron it on for their kids. So everybody's going to be walking away with something, in addition to a smoothie that they helped make. But the main thing is just that they'll have some memories of what it's like if we would like to get 50, 60, 70 people, just a massive group of people riding and having fun and ringing bells. And for some kids, it'll be one of their longest rides ever. And so I remember last week at the Lose Your Training Wheel, I thought when my daughter had learned to ride that that was sort of a great moment, but that was the end. And at our clinic last week, we had a kid who came in with training wheels. All the kids improved, but we had one who came in with training wheels, and you take all the training wheels and the pedals off, and they learn to scoot. And once they can do it at a certain point, you put the pedals back on. And we put him back on, and boom, she was riding her first kind of rotations as a cyclist, and it was awesome. So I think with a ride like this, you could have a youngster who's, you know, 5, 6, they've never done a ride that big, and they will make it. I think they can, they're strong, they're resilient, and there'll be some hills they can get off and walk. But to be able to see a kid make it for their first big ride and to get that kind of encouragement, it's going to be pretty exciting.
And so I assume it's at your own pace. So if you go slow, that is okay. You're all winding up at the same destination.
Right. We'll all get to the smoothies somehow, some way.
So there could be some first-time experiences for some kids on Saturday. Well, it is coming up then on Saturday, September 19th, meet at 2 p.m. at the playground across from SJ, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. And then it's riding to Keet, where there's pedal-powered smoothies and a whole wide variety of door prizes. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kailoa Harmon with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program and Doug Osborne with Sitka Community Hospital, Critical Mass. Coming up Saturday, September 19th, 2 p.m., starting at the playground across from SJ, riding to Kikushihin.